catastrophic and also pretty expensive for everyone because we all rely on that energy.
Sure. Well, it's clear to see how the tentacles are spreading and how the impact could be felt by all of us pretty soon. Thank you very much indeed for that insight, Peter Sand there.
7:22 now, and it's time for our thought for the day. It comes this morning from Alistair McIntosh, who is a Quaker and an author. He has pulled up a chair beside us. Good morning. Nice to see you, Alistair.
Good morning, Lauren Martin. And as we've just been hearing, the impacts of the US-Israel war with Iran will touch us all. And I've been on edge as I've been expecting a delegation of grassroots leaders to arrive from Indonesia, but their flight from Jakarta to Glasgow via Dubai got cancelled. Hopefully they'll get here through Shanghai and Amsterdam. We'll then head up to Stornoway to exchange experience with both the West Harris and the Golson Trusts on how community ownership strengthens people's agency. That's a key word, agency. It's a capacity of groups and individuals to shape their lives and not just be the passive recipients of decisions made by others. In Scotland's 500 or so land trusts, local people have relatively high traction in local places. But what if you've got no traction in life? What if your wheels are spinning round but only kicking dust? The other day I led an online meeting with a church in Minnesota, the United Methodists. There were more than 50, mostly white, and from a town that's big on MAGA, Make America Great Again. But their church is flat out in solidarity with vulnerable people, mostly towards Latinos frightened to leave their homes amidst widespread reporting of people being dragged out of cars by ICE officers and people thrown into detention centres with families split apart. We spent 2 hours on Zoom discerning where their agency might lie. For sure, to reach their president is beyond their sphere of influence. But what about, and this goes for us all, what about their neighbours? Love your neighbours and love your enemies too. Pray for and do good to those who persecute you, said Jesus. And there you see the agency come into play. And as the 23rd Psalm has it, my table thou hast furnished in the presence of my foes. As one reading of that text would have it, only if we're saved from feeding hate with hate, from giving violence home advantage, can we avoid taking on the likeness of the traits we most deplore. Only if we get around the table, in the presence of our foes.
Alistair, thank you very much. Lots to think about there. Nice to see you as well. Right, it's 7:24. This is a day. Lots of